You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Well, here in the United States, the presidential elections are 564 days away, but voters in the UK will pick their next prime minister in just 2 weeks. The current prime minister, Conservative David Cameron, is looking to maintain his coalition government with the Liberal Democrats, but he faces a challenge from Labour. They're led by Ed Miliband. But it's the Scottish National Party, led by Nicola Sturgeon, that could be the major spoiler for both Labour and for Cameron's Conservatives. Leslie Riddick is a political columnist in Fife, Scotland, and a past campaigner for Scottish independence. Leslie, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello there.
Well, give us the lay of the land here for a quick minute. You know, Scotland just a few months ago only narrowly voted to stay in the UK. So how is it now that Nicola Sturgeon and the Scottish National Party are making a bid to have such a heavy influence in Westminster?
Well, in a way, it's not really the Scottish National Party that are making the bid. If the polls are to be believed, it's the people right across Scotland and from people from all sorts of political backgrounds, whether they're Conservative or Liberal or Labour, they've all been switching to the SNP. So that kind of gives a mandate to the leader of that party, which is now Nicola Sturgeon, to do something about it and to try and express a different idea about how to modernise Britain, the whole of Britain, since we're still in it, when her MPs get down to London.
So the SNP, however, doesn't run candidates throughout England and Wales and Northern Ireland. They're just coming from Scotland, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We have Elizabeth Warren, who's a senator, and a lot of her political capital is because a lot of people in her party feel that Democrats have ignored the left and that they're in too cozy with corporations and even with Republicans in some ways. Is that sort of what Nicola Sturgeon is capitalizing on?
Yes. I mean, it's very important to get that the whole independence thing in Scotland was not ethnic. It was about a different conception of how to run a country. So there's been a longer tradition of Scots voting left wing. For 100 years, really, since the Labour Party began in 1921, the Scots have been voting roughly for them the whole time. And it's an expression of that, the frustration that Labour, down south when it gets into government, seems to get into bed with all those interests you described. And the country just lurches along in the same tired old way without tackling a lot of the structural problems people want to see. The big thing that Nicola Sturgeon has scored on right across the UK, so that people are actually asking for SNP candidates in England, is a really clear stance against austerity, because she says it's crippling the country.
So what does Labour then say? Of course, they want to get into power. Ed Miliband would love to win this election. What does he say about the fact that he may have to form a coalition, not only with the left, but with people on the left who just tried to break the country up?
It's really a tough one, but it's a problem of his own creation. No one's calling for a coalition. It will be a much looser arrangement. And he's trying to not be too hostile to the SNP. But meantime, all the parties, both him and the Tories, are really embarking in a very hostile campaign against the Scots. One has described her as a scorpion on the back of a frog.
Mm. Elections are just 2 weeks away in the UK, and the leftist Scottish Nationalist Party, just after a Scottish independence movement, is poised to influence the elections in a big, big way. Leslie Riddick, thank you.
Okay.
The Takeaway is supported by Citrix, creator of GoToMeeting, connecting people and businesses in face-to-face online meetings from any device, featuring a personalized meeting room for a custom look. Learn more at GoToMeeting.com.